Hello and welcome to the Hot Women Rock radio show, Empowering Women Leaders at Menopause. Good morning, America. Good afternoon here in the UK, and good evening if you're in India. And if you're in India, happy Diwali. I love the festival of Diwali, not just because I love a good curry, but you know, the whole festival of light and what it symbolizes, I think is beautiful. So very happy Diwali to all of my Indian friends. And today I'm in the Hot Women Rock studio all by myself. It's my turn to talk about my own stuff. And I'm talking today about the glories of menopause, the hidden gems of this stage of life. And don't leave me on my own here. Come to Facebook, come to Talk Radio NYC, where you can watch live and you can comment and ask me any questions. And I would really love to see you there. I'm an extrovert. I don't like being on my own. And I just wanted to say, a few weeks ago when I had another guest on, I mentioned that a dear friend of ours, Jean Kay, was very ill with cancer and had gone into a hospice. And very sadly, last week she died. And for me, she epitomizes a lot of what I was going to talk about today in terms of how we change at menopause and the glories of this stage of life. Because when she was in her 50s, she decided to write a poem every day. And that's exactly what she did. For 20 years, she wrote a poem every day. And she would post them on Facebook and she would make books out of them. And she received an award from the Canadian Authors. And she was such an inspiration, such a positive and gentle person. So thinking of you today, Jean, in fact, let's just dedicate the show to Jean and wherever her spirit is now. Taking a deep breath. So moving on to what's in the news. And we're now out of Menopause Awareness Month, which was October. Welcome to November. And just wondering how November is starting off for you. I hope it's starting well. Today is also the start of a new moon, and it's a really good day to set your intentions. So if you hear anything today that makes you think, yeah, that's the direction I want to be moving in, today is a good day to set that intention for the new moon. So moving on, what is in the newspapers, what is in the press this past week? And there's still some runoff from Menopause Awareness Week. I'm so pleased that there was so much attention to the subject, and there were some really big shifts as well. So I mentioned last week that women in the UK were going to have the cost of prescriptions for hormone therapy reduced. Now, there had been a campaign that women wouldn't pay anything for their hormone therapy. And yeah, there were MPs leading that because women in Wales and in Scotland don't have to pay for hormone therapy, but women in the UK women in England do have to pay, and that can be quite expensive. So there was a report in the Mirror newspaper saying women to save £200 a year in prescription costs for menopause treatment. Women in England will pay reduced prescription costs for menopause treatment after the government bowed to pressure from a campaigning MP. Labour's Caroline Harris had tears in her eyes as she welcomed a pledge from Health Minister Maria Caulfield to allow medics to prescribe up to 12 months of hormone replacement therapy. The change would save women up to £205 a year in prescription charges, as they'd only have to pay once. So here, if you get a prescription, you've got to pay for every prescription, and that's around £9 for a prescription. So getting a whole year's worth in one go is really helpful. The government stopped short of accepting Ms. Harris's private member's bill to axe prescription charges completely for the treatment in line with Wales and Scotland. But Ms. Caulfield, a former nurse who returned to the National Health Service frontline during the pandemic, gave a commitment to change the rules, as she said she was acutely aware of how challenging the symptoms of menopause could be. So I think we see that as a step in the right direction, but not the final destination. There were other headlines in newspapers. I'll just give you the headlines. The Menopause Revolution, Why It's Time for Businesses to Act. And that comes from Management Today. So we can see employers being much more engaged in this subject in the UK, and I am seeing it much more in other countries as well. A report from Mondac, menopause shouldn't be like a box of chocolates, and that comes from employment and HR. And that was about a woman who experienced early menopause due to hysterectomy, and she had a whole host of symptoms, and that's why she's saying it shouldn't be like a box of chocolates. It's not the sort of box of chocolates you immediately want to open. And then in employee benefits, a poll that said 33% of employers to consider menopause policies. So having a menopause policy as an employer is kind of the gold standard, but it's not right for every employer. You might just be a small business. Your existing employment policies may cover all of this, but it's a really good thing to think about whether you need anything specifically in your employment that mentions menopause, perhaps as a protected class or whatever. So, yeah, 33%, a third of employers considering it. So then moving on to some of the big articles, BBC, HRT, the menopause made me feel I was disappearing inside myself. So often these articles are by celebrities. This one is a 51-year-old woman called Adele Martin, and she's sitting in a pub, apparently, for this article, showing the HRT patches she sticks to her hip twice a week. Adele's menopause symptoms started very early when she was just 39. And if the symptoms start that early, then that is a really good indicator for taking hormone therapy because it can protect you from certain health conditions. And she was working in finance. She went through the menopause itself 3 years later. So 42 is early because the average age of menopause is 52. And says the experience affected everything about her life. It was like I was disappearing inside myself. I could be really, really tearful or really, really grumpy. And that was difficult for the people around me. When I was at work and with my team, I had to try hard not to cry and not to scream. She lost her confidence, suffered from mood swings and brain fog. And she also had that classic symptom associated with menopause, the hot flush. It's the most burning feeling ever, she says. What people see is the sweat. For me, it was burning and tightening of my chest and the feeling of suffocating sometimes and wanting to get out. So because it is a cardiovascular response, for some women, it can almost feel like having a heart attack. Adele says she even had one of the stranger of the 34 symptoms of menopause, the sensation of getting electric shocks. That's a new one on me. I've never had that feeling. Relief came when Adele asked to be put on hormone replacement therapy, which she says stopped her hot flushes and helped her think more clearly. 9 years on, she still uses the patches to guard against any possible weakening of her bones. That's one of the important things about taking hormone therapy if you're getting into menopause early, because our estrogen levels help to protect our bone growth. So if you go into menopause early, it's normally recommended that you take an estrogen hormone therapy to help to protect your bones. Good. So moving on from Adele, Daily Express menopause, surprising symptoms affecting the mouth. Okay, this is another one I hadn't heard of before. There's always something to learn, and this comes from an expert. The different symptoms that you might experience include altered taste, dry mouth, burning tongue, gum disease, and teeth falling out. No, that's not a positive bit of menopause. So the expert is Dr. Hodgkinson, and she explains that the drop in estrogen can cause you to experience altered tastes, including bitter and metallic tastes. And she warns that estrogen is not the only factor. She said low zinc levels and acid reflux can sometimes also play a role in this. So taking zinc as a supplement can be really helpful. You can fix this depending on the problem that's causing you to have the bitter or metallic taste in your mouth in eating zinc-containing foods such as good quality meat. So we're really talking about organic or grass-fed meat. Shellfish, nuts, and seeds could be a solution. Well, if you were listening last week to Caroline when we were talking about having good sex at menopause, you'll know that these were things that she recommended for your sex life as well. So there you are. Helps your teeth, helps your sex life. Dry mouth is another common symptom that could also be affecting your taste. Estrogen can help with saliva production, and when you experience a drop during menopause, that can lead to a dry mouth. Keeping hydrated is really important because obviously dry mouth is going to affect other things. You need to be chewing as well. Chewing gum can stimulate saliva, but really, you know, drinking plenty of water, non-caffeinated drinks, not sugary drinks. So it could be the herb teas, the fruit teas, water, and eating foods that are very juicy, things like watermelon and cucumber and salads. Those juicy vegetables can help with that hydration. Burning tongue. The doctor explains this sensation can be a severe feeling as if the mouth is scalded. This discomfort can occur in specific areas such as the roof of the mouth or lips, or be widespread around the mouth. Another useful tip she offers is to ensure your mouth remains healthy during menopause, finding a good dentist. Regular trips to the dentist are a must, as well as making sure you've got good oral hygiene. That reminds me, I must ring the dentist. It's been on my to-do list for a week now. I'm going to do it after the show. So yeah, going regularly to the dentist, making sure there's nothing else going on in your mouth. From the BBC, menopause woman disciplined for taking time off work. A woman who was disciplined for taking too much time off work due to menopause sickness is calling for better services. She says, "I thought I was going mad." Mo Wildridge, 51, believed she became menopausal about 8 years ago, but it was not until she visited a menopause cafe. Now, these are very common in the UK now. Menopause cafes where women can get together and talk about what they're experiencing. If you're not having them in America or wherever in the world you are, they can be really supportive. So she visited one 3 years ago and started to realize what was happening. "I thought I was going mad," she said. "My brain had turned to mush. I'd have to write things down, make notes and keep journals so I'd remember everything." So she faced disciplinary action. This is why we say employers have to be involved. So contemporary OBGYN, menopause preparedness for patient, provider and policymaker. And this says a more standardized approach to menopause preparedness, including educating both patients and providers, is needed to improve care and quality of life for individuals during and after menopause, according to a study in the journal Menopause. Menopause is often stigmatized and framed as if it were a disease as opposed to a natural part of life and part of a woman's cycle. A holistic patient care model that emphasizes earlier and more robust education about menopause transition for patients and providers would aid in the normalization. Yes, that is a really good idea. I've got other articles, so I'll just sum it up. There's an article in Forbes this week, "Meet 8 Female Founders Disrupting the $600 billion Menopausal Market." So earlier this year, Female Founders Funds conducted research concluding that responding to the needs of women experiencing menopause is a $600 billion opportunity for companies. That is the market for products to help us through menopause. That is why it's starting to be taken more seriously by employers and by entrepreneurs and businesses. Excellent. So I am talking today about the glories of menopause, the hidden gems in this stage of life. So join me after the break while I'll be talking more about why this is a passion of mine. I'll see you after the break.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Hot Women Rock radio show, Empowering Women Leaders at Menopause. And just hearing that message in the break of we're about uplift, educate, and empower. And that's what I am doing today in talking about the glories of menopause, the positive aspects. Now, if you've tuned in, you're probably thinking, this is going to be a short show. What is she going to say are the glories of menopause? There aren't any. And that's often the response I get when I'm talking to women in groups about this, because the educate part is often about, well, what are the symptoms? When can I expect them? When will they stop? What can I do about them? And then when we've run out of those questions, are there any positives about this? And yes, there are lots of positives about this. And this is what I want to be really exploring today. Now, if you want to ask your questions, if you've got any comments, I'm really encouraging you today. Don't leave me on my own here in the recording studio. Join me on facebook.com/talkradio NYC, where you can put your comments and you can listen in live and even see me wearing my new jumper today. What's not to like about it? So let's go back to this. If you've heard me talking before, you know part of my story, which was of being a public servant for over 30 years, having a really good career, and then getting to 54 and realizing that I didn't really enjoy what I was doing anymore and that I wanted to do something different. And I strongly link this into my menopause journey. So I will be talking a bit more about that. And let's talk about why this is the Hot Women Rock radio show. And it goes back to that book that you can see in the background, Hot Women Rock. So I started out as a therapist and a coach in 2010. And in 2015, I was invited to speak at a women entrepreneurs conference in Delhi, in India. That's why I always greet friends in India at the start of this show. And I thought, well, what am I going to talk about? Do I want to talk about menopause? And I thought, well, if I'm going to India, I want to talk about entrepreneurship as well, because so many great entrepreneurs in India. So I decided, this was in about the November and the conference was in April, that I would write a book about becoming a midlife entrepreneur. Because there are so many changes that women make at this stage of life, and I wanted to bring out why that was happening. So I started writing this book, and I based it on a model that we find in neuro-linguistic programming, because I'm an NLP master practitioner, which is about our neurological levels. And what that means is that your brain is working at different levels of function. And one of our highest functions is our identity. And at menopause, our identity is changing, where we're getting rid of some of our old identities of being a sex goddess. Well, you can carry on being a sex goddess if you like, but you're no longer a reproductive goddess. And it may be that you've got empty nests, so you're not being a mother anymore. You're still being a mother, but you're not doing all of that mothering. And it might be that other areas of your life, you're not needed as much in the roles that you were playing before. And that can be a bit disconcerting, of feeling your identities falling away from you. And that's why so many women say, I feel like I'm losing myself. I feel like I don't know who I am anymore. And that's really natural at this stage of life, because what is going on with our hormones, but this stage of life generally. Anyway, so I decided to write Hot Women Rock and write it about these levels of brain function. And as I was writing it, I was talking to other women and saying, oh, I'm writing this book about, and they went, oh, I did something different at menopause. Can I share my story with you? And just about every woman of my age that I spoke to said that they'd done something different. And the book ended up with 21 stories of other women's journeys in the back of it. And Marcy Shimoff is in the book. She made a massive shift in her business. She was very successful as an author and a coach. And then she woke up one day in her hotel room, absolutely miserable. Couldn't understand why. She just felt like nothing was worthwhile. And then she took a year off to find out what happiness was really about. She felt like she'd never really been truly happy, despite all the success that she'd had. And then she found her happiness, and she wrote her book about happiness, which is absolutely brilliant. Happy for No Reason. Came out a long while ago, but you can still find it. And there are workbooks and all sorts of things. So she shared her story with me, and then other women shared their stories of one woman took up rowing at that age. Another woman started another business. There are all sorts of stories. Another woman who realized that she was never going to have children, and then she had to move on from that into this next phase of her life. So those 21 stories went in there, and I decided to call it Hot Women Rock, because my first book was Hot Women Cool Solutions, because much as you might not want to be called menopausal, you don't mind being hot. So I called that first book Hot Women Cool Solutions. And then to carry on that theme, I decided to call this Hot Women Rock. And I loved it, because I believe we do rock. And so that's why I called the show Hot Women Rock. There, that was a long explanation. But it was really to do with this fact that we make these massive changes. And so after I left my job in public service and became an entrepreneur, then I started to be a coach and a therapist, and I could have just kept working locally, seeing people one-to-one, but it never felt like enough. And this is one of the things I'm going to talk today about today, is this kind of sudden burst of energy of wanting to do so much more with this message of a positive life post-menopause. I wanted to role model it for other women, and I wanted to talk about what it was all about. And so I started writing books with Hot Women Cool Solutions, and I wrote Cool Recipes for Hot Women and Hot Women Rock and How to Survive Her Menopause. And I did all of that within 5-6 years. And people used to say to me, when are you going to start slowing down? And I said, I'm not slowing down. I'm getting faster. I'm getting faster because I don't know how many years I've got left. That is something, you know, I think menopause is a wake-up call. To time has passed, and it's time to really get cracking with what you want to do. And so I was getting faster, writing books. And then from going to India and talking in India, I started doing much more international speaking. I went back to India 2 more times. I went to Iceland, Denmark, the Netherlands, America, Canada, Spain, all over. I was talking about this subject of a positive menopause and how we can discover who we really are. So that is something of my passion around this subject, and why I believe it's not just me, it's about lots of women. And one of the reasons for feeling so passionate about it is that there is so much negativity around menopause. If I ask you just to think now, and if you're on Facebook, I'd love you to put something in comments. It would be great. What's the first word that comes to your mind when I say the word midlife? Have a think about that for a moment. Is it a positive word or a negative word? What's the first word that comes to your mind when I say menopause? Is it a positive word or a negative word? And I'm going to guarantee you that at least 90% of those are negative words. You can't find many positive words. And some of the things that used to be considered positive about women getting older, of becoming the crone, which is like the wise woman, now we go, I don't want to be a crone. What's that about? That sounds old and wrinkled and unpleasant. So that isn't how it's meant to be. It's meant to be that, you know, you're stepping into all this wisdom and knowledge, but generally that cultural thing around it is that it's a negative thing. So getting some positivity around it, even just calling yourself a hot woman. And when I stand up at networking groups where I was this week, I stand up and say, I'm the hot woman with cool solutions. And the women laugh about it because they get it. And the men kind of laugh and think, what's that about? I don't care. I'm really saying that this is a time for being where hot can be a good thing. So really getting some of that positivity, because we know that how women, older men are viewed culturally has an effect on how you feel about it, and how you feel about it influences your symptoms. So in parts of the world where getting older and being an older, more experienced person is very culturally acceptable, women have less problems with their symptoms. In fact, they don't really know why menopause is a problem any more than why puberty would be a problem. As you're stepping into your sexuality at one stage of life, of going through puberty and becoming a teenager, and at the other end of life, stepping into your knowledge, your wisdom, and what you can pass on to others. Now, I've said before on the show that they used to say that the only other mammals, and of course, it's only mammals that would have a menopause. So what does menopause mean? It means a stage of your life where you're no longer reproductive, where you were reproductive and you no longer are. That only occurs, it used to be said, the only other mammal were whales, killer whales. And I always thought that was a bit peculiar, that there'd only be one other mammal. And now there's more research that says some of the other larger mammals who live longer also go through a stage of their life where they're no longer reproductive. So we now know that giraffes and elephants have a menopause as well. Now, I am thinking that they probably aren't so concerned about it. They, you know, because they're not culturally conditioned to think that that would be a bad thing. They just get on with their lives. And in fact, the females who are no longer reproductive become very valuable members of whatever group of animals they're in. In whales, in the pod, that makes them the leaders of the pod. They're the grandmothers. They're not concerned with sex and reproduction. They're using their wisdom and knowledge for the pod. And the same goes with elephants and giraffes. Those older female members of those groups, whatever a grouping of giraffes is called, I've got no idea if it's a herd, they are the senior members and they are the important members of that particular group. So think about that, how valuable those women are, or those females are. And in other parts of the world, culturally, older women are very valued for their wisdom and knowledge and experience. So where will that lead us after the break into talking more about all of the hidden gems in menopause? Join me after the break to be enlightened about the hidden gems. I'll see you after the break.
Howdy, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Hot Women Rock radio show, Empowering Women Leaders at Menopause. I hope you're enjoying the show today, where we're talking about the glories of menopause, the hidden gems for women at this stage of life. And do remember, if you've missed any of the other programs, you can always catch the recordings at talkradio.nyc and go to shows and Hot Women Rock, and you can find the recordings. We've had some great guests on the show. Last week, we were talking about sex and menopause. We've talked about hot flushes, brain fog. We've talked about being a cancer carer, about domestic violence. We've had an amazing array of speakers. We talked about nutrition, early menopause. It goes on and on. If you want to find those shows, go to talkradio.nyc and then go to shows and Hot Women Rock. But today we're talking about the glories of menopause, the hidden gems at this stage of life. So yes, if being a crone doesn't appeal to you, ditch it, be a hot woman instead, and find what your new priorities are at this stage of life. So let's start running through what some of the benefits are. Firstly, your menstrual periods will stop at menopause. Now, of course, menopause, the definition is a year after your last menstrual period. You don't know that it was your last until at least a year. Sometimes you can have a break of a year and then they'll start again. We've talked about that before, but at some stage your periods stop. And so you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about carrying around sanitary wear. You know, you don't have to be walking around with pads and tampons and all of that stuff. And even thinking about it, if you're going on holiday, you know, that whole business of, oh, well, is my period going to come while I'm on holiday? What do I need to take with me? Am I going to be able to buy what I need there? Do I need to take painkillers with me? All of that stuff, once your period stops, you're not having to worry about all of that. So massive benefit. No more premenstrual tension or premenstrual syndrome. So that emotional roller coaster that goes with periods, and it is just the hormones, you know, the hormones that make you feel good, and then the hormones that make you feel not so good, the hormones that make you want to eat chocolate, and then the hormones that make you want to bang your head against the wall. All of that is ramping down. It's all quietening and calming down. So just think of having a calmer, more balanced life without that roller coaster going on. Now, I realize that for some women, if you haven't had children and you wanted to have children, there could be some grief around it. Yes, and it's important to deal with that grief and to be able to move into this next stage of life, feeling positively about what you can offer to the world as you move forward. So, what comes with the not having periods anymore is not having to worry about pregnancy. Now, this can be a thing at any stage of life, is worrying about getting pregnant. You can enjoy sex without the worry of pregnancy. Now, obviously, if you're in a stage of your life where you're having new relationships, you know, or you might just be in a very long-term settled relationship, in which case the idea of having unprotected sex and not having to take the pill anymore or whatever type of contraception you were using can be a very big relief. If you're in new relationships and you're still going to be thinking about protected sex, and if it's only a year since your last period, you should still keep protecting yourself, because you know, it can, I would say, carry on using protection until at least 2 years after your last period, just in case it wasn't your last period. So enjoying sex now, perhaps having time and the opportunity because you, your older children have left home, and, you know, that going on holiday, not worrying about whether you're suddenly going to have a period and that it might disrupt your holiday. But now you can go on holiday thinking, oh, we can relax and have some good quality relationships. So lots of positives there. Another very physical thing is that many women get uterine fibroids during their 40s and into their 50s. And you might not even be aware of them unless you've had a smear test done and you've had some kind of internal inspection done. Inspection, that's not the word. Examination. Doesn't sound very good as an inspection. So as you get into menopause, because there's less estrogen, the uterine fibroids can shrink. So you might not know that you had them, or you might have found that you were having some pain with them, or you were having more bleeding because of them. And then because of the less estrogen, those fibroids are shrinking. And that can be a really good, just natural byproduct of going into menopause. Let's get on to the brain stuff now, because this is where I think the hidden gems are. Now, I've already mentioned brain fog, and women can really worry about brain fog. And there is something that's happening with our hormones and our brain, because our brains, our female brains, do run a lot on estrogen. And as the estrogen starts to decline, we can start to be able to think less clearly. But I like to think of it as thinking differently. There are structural changes happening in the brain, and we get structural changes at different stages of your life. You probably weren't even aware of it as a teenager, but your brain was changing structurally as your brain got rid of some of the functionality that it had that you didn't need anymore. Because you're not a child, you're moving into adulthood, then some of that functionality goes, you're not even aware of it. And it happens at different stages of your life. At younger stages, when you're 7, you get big structural changes in your life. When you're 25, your brain is just about finishing its alterations. But I think something more interesting happens when we're at menopause. You might not be able to make such quick decisions, but I believe we're making richer connections in our brain. We're using our knowledge, we're using our experience. And that means rather than our brains running to quick solutions, which we might not even be capable of, our brain's just not working in the same way, that actually our brain is making more connections in order to solve problems. So instead of going from straight from A to B and saying, this is the problem, this is the answer, we tend to go more A to C to D to E back to B, and then perhaps we run another one that goes A to F to G to H and back to B. So we're making richer connections in our brains. As I say, if this was all about deterioration, how could I have written 5 books since my menopause? It just wouldn't make any sense if I wasn't still learning and creating new opportunities. I'd never written a book. I'd never even written anything like a book before I went into menopause. So I think my brain started making these richer connections that allowed me to do that. So I just mentioned knowledge and experience. And this stage of life, if you think of it, we're in our harvest stage of life. So when we were younger, we were planting the seeds and we were watching the crops growing and it was all very juicy. But what happens at this stage of life is the harvest. Now, the fruit of all of that wisdom and knowledge and experience, I'm going to carry on with this metaphor, is like the fruit hanging off of the tree and it's ready for us to pick it. So this is why it's really important for employers to embrace women's experience at this stage of life, because everything that we've learned, all of the training that we've done, all of the experiences that we've had is coming to fruition. And at this stage of life, we want to be plucking that fruit. So I used experiences from all of my life in the next phase of my life. And don't let that go to waste by thinking, oh, I'm just fading away. Who wants to know anything that I've learned? What you've learned is really important. Now, if you spent a lot of your life at home caring for your children or caring for older parents, you've still built up a lot of knowledge and experience. I think if you've run a household, you're very good at budgeting. You're probably a good taxi driver. You're used to solving people's problems. You've got all sorts of experience that you can bring to the world. And I think that is really valuable. You've got that greater self-assurance. Now, you might not think it again as you're going through menopause, when a lot of women can feel like they're losing their confidence because of the symptoms they're experiencing. They might feel more anxious and they might feel like they're losing themselves and their confidence starts to go. Trust me, though, the other side of this, and I feel like I'm kind of welcoming you across this space into this new space on the other side of menopause, where you start to care less about what other people think about you. What kind of a freedom is that, where you're not going, oh, if I do that, what will somebody think? If I say that, what will somebody say to me? When you're the other side of that gap and you go, do you know what? I don't care. I'm happy with who I am. I'm happy with what I'm saying. That self-assurance is really liberating. And again, I invite you to embrace it. It's a good thing. Whew. See, I'm getting carried away on the passion of it all. The next bullet point for me is around the empty nest. Now, often empty nest is talked about again very negatively. And it can feel like a huge shock to the system when your children leave home. I remember the day my son went to university, my husband took him and I was left doing the ironing at home on my own. And I hate doing the ironing. And I was crying over the ironing. It just felt like such a rite of passage, such a big thing. But of course, when your children leave home, suddenly you've got space for yourself. Suddenly you've got headspace because you're not solving all of their problems. You're not doing all that caring responsibility. So the empty nest, the space that that provides, can be a space that gives you an opportunity to think differently about yourself and what you're doing. You'll still be a mum. You know, your children will still come home with their washing. They'll still send you those messages of, can you lend me a fiver, if you're in America, $5 note, whatever. Can you lend me some money? You still get that. Doesn't matter how old they are. The problems just are more expensive as they get older. But you don't have to be thinking about them all of the time. So the empty nest can also be very positive in the space that it gives you to do things for yourself. And so when I come back after the break, I'm going to be talking about discovering your passion, because this is what I've found in a lot of women at this stage of life, is that suddenly who they always wanted to be comes to the surface and how exciting that can be. So join me after the break when I'll be talking about discovering your passion. See you then.
Join us every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern for The Mind Behind Leadership, where we focus on what leadership really means to us and to others. We have practical discussions with the CEOs of some of the world's largest companies, owners of small businesses, and experts in psychology and behavior to get that inside track, what to do, what to avoid, and what really happens. Join me, Graham Dobbin, at the new time, 4 p.m. every Tuesday for The Mind Behind Leadership, here live on talkradio.nyc.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Calling all pet lovers.
Pet Avengers, assemble!
On the Professionals and Animal Lovers show, we believe the bond between animal lovers is incredibly strong. It mirrors that bond between pets and their owners. Through this program, we come together to learn, educate, and advocate.
Join us live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Hot Women Rock radio show, empowering women leaders at menopause. And I hope I am empowering you to think lots of positive things about menopause today, because trust me, I don't think I've enjoyed any other part of my life as much as I enjoy this now. And that doesn't mean the rest of my life was rubbish. I thought I was enjoying that part, but this part where I get to do so much more of what I really want to do, I can't praise it enough. So moving on to discovering your passion, we've talked about some of the physical changes that can be really positive, tapping into your knowledge and experience, using that empty nest as a place where you can discover what you wanted to do. And this is it. It's about discovering your passion. If not now, when? I'll say that again. If not now, when? This stage of your life where so many other things have started to drop away can be that chance to really tap into your passion. Now, I didn't know when I stopped doing my public service job and stepped into doing therapy that my passion would be around women at menopause. I didn't know. I knew that I wanted to be helping people to live better lives, which is where the therapy comes in. But I didn't realize that it was going to be around menopause. But since I've got into this, I've realized that I want to encourage women to embrace this stage of their lives. And I said to you that right at the beginning, that in terms of our neurological levels, our brain function, as these old identities of who we were in the first stage of our life falls away, then that can be the chance for the next part of us to step forward and say, what did I really want to do? Who did I want to be? Is this the life I wanted to be living, or was it something else? And often there's a little calling, and it might be to do something more in the job that you've got, that you want to step forward and do something more within that job, or maybe you want to use your knowledge and experience to become a mentor or a coach to somebody in your job. Or it could be that actually you always wanted to do something else and now you've got that opportunity to do it because you're not worried about the kids anymore, you're not worried about, you know, having periods anymore or having a pregnancy anymore, and now you're thinking, right, what was it I wanted to do and I want to take up a new occupation. Or it could be that there is a cause you want to embrace. I've seen this happen with women where they've realized what they really wanted to do with their lives was make a difference in the world. And it might be a political difference, or it might be, you know, protecting animals or looking after the environment, or, you know, any one of a number of causes that I've seen women step into. So when you discover your passion, and if you're thinking, well, I'm not sure I have a passion, what makes you happy? What, when you're doing it, makes you feel happy? What gives you a sense of fulfillment or enjoyment? A few years ago, I went on a retreat to my friend Kay in Mallorca, and we were doing something that was called ditching the baggage. You know, we were getting rid of stuff that was no longer helpful, which I think is great at this stage of life. And she said to me, what do you want to ditch? And I said, I want to ditch my old definitions of success. Because in the first stage of my life, and I think for most people in those mid-years of their lives, it's about acquiring stuff. It's about what materially you can have. And, you know, I'm not saying it's about being greedy or avaricious. It's about setting yourself up for life, getting your home together, getting your family together, your partner. And then you get to this stage of life where you think, well, I'm pretty happy with what I've got, but what do I want now? And it's about creating something different in this stage of life and tapping into it. And I said my new definition of success is every day that I smile, that's a successful day. So I'm smiling today, it's a successful day. Anything that I do that makes me smile is a success. Get your own definition going. Okay, so you've discovered your passion, but this is also a wake-up call for your self-care. Now, as women, we can often be caring about everybody else and not making time to care for ourselves. And some of those physical symptoms that you can get at menopause can be the wake-up call that it's time to start paying attention to your body. Your nutrition, your sleep, your stress levels, your exercise. Because the steps you take at this stage of life will set how you are, will set the foundations for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years of your life. So as your body is changing and you're experiencing different physical and emotional symptoms, your body is saying, wake up, look after me. It's time for you to care for yourself. And as Kay would say, this is about being selfish, about being sensibly selfish about your body, because if you don't take care of yourself, nobody else is going to do it. So really important to get this wake-up call to start taking care of yourself, to look at what you're eating, to look at what you're drinking and think, is this supporting me into the next stage? How do I want my body to be? How do I want my mind to be as I'm moving into the second half of my life? A few years ago, well, it's only a couple of years ago, although I've lost all sense of time since the pandemic started. But a couple of years ago, I went to a homeopath because I was having problems with a skin issue. I was having all sorts of allergic reactions. And he knew me from meeting me at networking. And he said, do you still do all that menopause stuff? And I said, I do. And he said, I really envy women their menopause. And that took me by surprise to hear a man saying that and to say something positive about it. And he said, it's like you get a reset button. You can press the reset button and start again for the rest of your life. And I totally get that, that this is an opportunity to really look at the lives we're living and say, right, I've had the wake-up call. I need to be looking after my bones, my heart, my health generally, my weight. Really good wake-up call. And I know people who have had health problems at this stage of life and it's caused them to stop and go, yeah, I wasn't really taking care of myself. I need to spend some more time. I need to calm down a bit. I need to make space for myself. I need to relax. Really important to heed that, because sometimes the universe just gives you a little tap and says, come on, wake up, you need to do something. And sometimes it comes with a bit more of a slap of you weren't paying attention, you need to do something about this. And my slap came when I was crying on the way to work. And that is not a good thing. That was the universe telling me, do something about it, unless you want to be crying for the next 20 years. And, you know, if you don't heed the slap, you might get the punch, which is where something bigger happens that says to you, you should be taking more care of your health. Don't wait for the punch. React when you get the slap. It's much better. Or, you know, react when you get the tap is probably a good idea. And the final point I wanted to make is that this can be a golden opportunity for being with other women, of supporting other women, of saying we're going through the same thing. And I mentioned menopause cafes when I was doing the news at the beginning of the program. And so this can be this whole thing of how do I support myself and how can I support other women who are going through this? Now, it might be that you're having a very easy menopause. Fantastic. That's great. And be compassionate to other women who aren't having a good time, because they might be having hot flushes, they might not be sleeping well, they might be feeling rubbish. This is an opportunity for us to spend time with other women and be compassionate and supportive to them. And if you can help them through your experiences, if you can share things you're learning, even if you only shared details of this program and said to another woman, do you know what? You can find out more about what's going on at menopause just by listening to Pat's program or getting one of Pat's books, Hot Women, Cool Solutions. If you've bought a copy, I don't mind, lend it to another woman so she understands more about it. Or if you've got a woman who's on the cusp of starting her own business, Hot Women Rock. It can be inspiring to know that other women are on this same journey. We're nearly at the end of the show. I hope I've convinced you that there are lots of positives around menopause so that the next time somebody asks you about it, you say, I'm a hot woman and I'm proud of it. I don't mind. So if you've missed any of these programs, do go to talkradio.nyc shows Hot Women Rock and you will find all the recordings and you just might get some of the support and inspiration that you need. And I just want you to think at the end of this today, what one thing are you taking away from it? What one thing that's made you think, yeah, I can do something about this? And if you need more inspiration, you can always contact me, pat@patdutworth.com. I'm always happy to talk about what you could be doing that could be a really big change in your life. So stay tuned to talkradio.nyc, where the next program will be Dismantle Racism with the Reverend Dr. TLC. And today she's talking to her guest, Eric Sava, about what you need to know about racism and the law, about racial bias. So really important stuff. Wow. Thank you to my producer today. Thank you, Kyle, for bringing this message to everybody. And I'm looking forward to next week when my guest will be Dr. Roberta Shaler, where we'll be talking about how to have healthy relationships. So join me next week on talkradio.nyc. I'll see you then. Take care.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
Have you ever thought of reinventing yourself? Are you looking to create a new life's journey? Hi, I'm Kevin Barbaro, host of Coffee Talk XL every Tuesday night, 5, 8 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live to hear me and my guests from a variety of different backgrounds. As a former college coach and a current full-time actor and owner of multiple companies, my show is as eclectic as my life. That's Coffee Talk XL every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Informed about menopause and how it impacts on your life? Hi, I'm Pat Duckworth, women's health strategist and host of the Hot Women Rock radio show, empowering women leaders at menopause. Join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. UK time on talkradio.nyc for interviews with inspirational women who will share their top tips to rock your world.
Are you a cannabis enthusiast, a cannabis professional, or interested in entering the cannabis space? I'm Johnny Tsunami, and this is Planet Baco Lolo, a less taboo view. On our show, we will discuss the cannabis world through the perspective of various cannabis professionals. Tune in every Thursday evening, Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m., Talk Radio NYC, Planet Baco Lolo, a less taboo view.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Howdy.
Howdy, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.